Okay. Now, what was that song a couple of you guys were yelling for? What was it? That's it. Okay. I know that one. Well, I can't do them all at one time. Excuse me. We're in the old wild and crazy Fox Theater, you know. But, yeah, I know one of those I heard out there. I've been doing this particular song for about 12 years. I learned it from two friends of mine down when I first went to New Orleans about, many years. I was about 18 years old, got down to Bourbon Street, and that's it. I can name this song in three notes. It's written by the late, great Lord Richard Buckley, who I heard it off of a record one night at a friend named Bob Cook in Brent Webster's apartment. That song intrigued me to the point where I figured, well, hell, this is really great. And too many people have never heard Lord Buckley, who was an old humorist and an old jive, the king of the old jivers. So with much respect to Lord Richard Buckley, this is God's Own Drunk. Like I've explained in this town many times before, I ain't a drinking man. I quit in Miami on Sunday. As my knees were shaking and my teeth were chattering, I swore I would never do it again. But I had promised my brother-in-law that I'd watch his still while he went into town to vote. And it was right up on the mountain where the map said it would be. Friends, let me tell you one thing, it wasn't no ordinary still. No. Okay, you're on the record. Stood up there on that mountain like a huge golden opal. God's little lanterns twinkling on and off in the heavens. God's big old yellow moon was shining on the cool, clear evening. Like I've explained many times before, I ain't a drinking man. But on that particular occasion, the temptation got the best of me, and this feeling comes over me, and I took a slash. That yellow whiskey running down my throat tastes like honeydew vine water, and I took another slash. Took another and another and another, and pouring into it, I downed one whole jug of that shit and commenced to get hot flashes. Goose pimples is running up and down my body. And all of a sudden, this feeling comes over me. Do-do-do-do-do. It's like something I'd never experienced before. It's like I was in love. In love for the 935th time. With anything that moves, animate, inanimate, cone head, no cone, it didn't matter. It's like there's this great neon sign flashing on and off of my brain saying, Jimmy Buffett, you fool. There's a great day coming, 'cause I was drunk. I wasn't knee crawling, coral reefing. Yeah, I've seen that. Commode hugging drunk. No, I was God's own drunk and a fearless man. And that's when I first saw the bear. He was a Kodiak looking fella about 19 feet tall. He rambled up over the hill, expected me to do one of two things, flip or fly. Didn't do either one. Hung him up. Started sniffing around my body, trying to smell a little fear, but ain't gonna smell it, 'cause I'm God's own drunk and a fearless man. Hung him up. I had him on the run, I thought to myself, until he ate my sunglasses to show me he was a badass. And I had just stolen them from Eckert's, and I was really pissed off. Had an $8 price tag on the son of a bitches, you know? So when he pulled them off, my eyes was a lot redder than his was. It hung him up. So I said, Mr. Bear, sir. It's that respectful way you say sir, you know. It's like when you're driving down the highway and you got feeling pretty confident because you got a buzz buster in your car and you got 19 smushed out joints and empty vial on the front seat and 27 cases of Budweiser in the back seat and the cops stop you. You know? Yes, sir. I wasn't doing shit. Then he leans on you, you know. So you gotta be nice and you go, please don't take me in because my old lady will kick my ass. I was only supposed to go down to Buckhead and get the paper. Next thing I knew, I was on I-75 headed for Florida. Trouble now. Got any tickets to the ball? Sir, I love every hair on your 27-acre body. I know you got a lot of friends over there on the other side of Stone Mountain. So Rare Bear, Tall Bear, Pretty Bear, Killer Bear, Really Bear, Smelly Bear, Smokey the Bear, Pokey the Bear. I want you to go back over there tonight. You tell them all I'm feeling right. Tell them I love each and every one of them like a brother and a sister. But if they give me any trouble tonight, as much as I hate to do it, I'm gonna have to run every goddamn one of them. Right off the hill! That's what I told him. Well, he took two steps back. He didn't know what to say. Neither did I. Scared the shit out of me. But I was God's own drunk and a fearless man. I said that. Mr. Bear, you know, in the eyes of the Lord, we're both beasts when it comes right down to it. So I want you to be my buddy. Buddy Bear. It's going to be on Hollywood Squares next week. So I took old Buddy Bear by his island-sized paw and I led him to the still. He's sniffing around that thing because he's smelling something good. Don't blame him. So I gave him one of them jugs of honeydew vine water. He downed it upright. Looked like one of them bears in the circus sipping sarsaparilla in the moonlight. I gave him another and another and another, and before he knew it, he'd down about eight of them and commenced to doing the bear dance. First of all, you got to slide into second brace, break your leg, two snips, a snort, a fly, turn into a grunt. It was so simple, like the boogaloo plum evaded me. And we had worked ourselves into a tumultuous uproar. I was awful tired, went over to the hillside, laid down, slept for 4 hours, dreamt me some tremulous dreams. I think Cheryl Teagues was in one of them. Oh, yeah. Oh, big American breast, you know. When I woke up, I didn't want to wake up. I was out there. I'd gone to the Bahamas. But when I woke up, there was God's yellow moon shining on the cool, clear evening. God's little lanterns was twinkling on and off in the heavens. And I looked around. No one to be found. It seems that my buddy the bear was missing. You want to know something else, friends and neighbors? So was that still. Thank you. Thank you, animal lovers.